Bro, written by Helen Shabbat and read by Julian Maroon. Romeo and Aziz, he says loudly. Diz rolls his eyes. He hates being called by his real name. No one except his parents and a few older relatives called him Aziz. At home. And Mr. Osprey knows it. Stay cool, I whisper. Would you two like to share the conversation you're having with the rest of the class? He asks, stepping in front of our desks and peering over his frameless glasses. Not really, it's no one's business, Diz says. Mr. Osprey bends forward and places his hands on our desk. He lowers his head so close that I can see that he trims his eyebrows. You being a smarty, Aziz. I have a vacancy in the Saturday morning detention group if you like. No, I'm not. I'm just saying that I don't want to tell the class. I'm answering your question. Mr. Osprey looks hard at Diz. Really, Aziz? Well, I'd like you to share it. It must be very interesting if it can't wait until after my lesson. Is he for real? The dust in the corner is more exciting than this boring lesson. But hey, whatever turns him on. Diz folds his arm and sucks in a deep breath. And just as he's about to tell Mr. Osprey what he really thinks of his lesson, I jump in quickly before we get a detention. Yeah, no, it's all good, sir. It's nowhere near as interesting as your lesson. Seriously, sir, we're sorry for disrupting. Mr. Osprey purses his lips, his eyes flicking from me to Diz. By the way, sir, I say, that tie's a great colour. It's common knowledge at school that compliments are Mr. Osprey's weakness. You can get away with anything if you give him a compliment, especially if it's about his clothes. Mr. Osprey's eyes soften. He straightens up and adjusts his tie. So far, so good. The classroom is quiet. We wait to see if he's taken the bait. He clears his throat. Yes, well. But a voice cuts him off and spoils everything. Romeo got his heart broke today, sir. Palmer shouts across the room. Shut up, Palmer, I call back. You're just not man enough for it, dude, he says, laughing and dicing the Aussie sitting next to him. I said shut your mouth. At the same time, Diz stands up, knocking over the chair behind him. Come here and say that, Skip. Yeah? Palmer back kicks the chair he's sitting on, storms towards us. I'll take both you lebs on. The class erupts. Mr. Osprey lunges in front of Palmer and spreads his arms out like a human barrier. Sit down now! I pick up Diz's chair, grab him by the tail of his shirt and pull him down. If we get done for this, Mr. Osprey's likely to make us sit with the Year 7 boys at lunchtime. Not cool. Get back to your seat! Mr. Osprey says to Palmer through clenched teeth. Palmer goes back, but only after mumbling something about me being a wuss. Stupid poser.